You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The San Joaquin Valley is a melting pot. It's home to diaspora from dozens of countries, and we celebrate that diversity with traditional festivals and performances throughout the year. One celebration you may not have heard of, however, is a summer camp in the Sierra foothills that teaches some traditional arts from West Africa. Valley Public Radio's Carrie Klein reports from Dunlap, east of Fresno, near the entrance of Kings Canyon National Park.
Some people escape into the Sierra Nevada for serenity and silence. But every August, a few hundred campers flock to the Fresno County foothills for the freedom to be loud. This is Camp Ferretta, an intensive multi-day festival dedicated to teaching West African drumming and dancing. Every corner of this camp is awash in the sounds of traditional drums, dancing feet adorned with bells, and an instrument like a marimba called a balafone. This festival attracts dancers, drummers, and artisans of all ages and ethnicities from all over the world, including Credence Love, an entrepreneur and dancer from Baltimore.
Ferretta is one of my favorite camps.
She's come to the camp for 3 years. She says it's the highlight of her summer.
You're actually staying, you're eating, we're doing performance together, we have talent shows, we have, you know, fires, we're getting together and doing storytelling, we have people singing songs.
The camp's classrooms and cabins radiate outward from a central cafeteria in a small shaded square. There, people chat or practice alongside tables piled high with drums, jewelry, and bright wax print fabrics for sale.
It's kind of like our African village, and we have different teachers that come from different places, like the Congo and from Guinea and Senegal and different places.
West Africa is well represented at Ferretta. Most of the camp's instructors were born there, and that traditional village feeling is intentional. The word Ferretta itself means city of dance in Susu, one of the languages spoken in Guinea. That's the home of Yusuf Kumbasa, one of the camp's directors and founders.
Yeah, it's like back home. Yeah, you and the villas, everybody come in and enjoy together dancing.
This multicultural village gathers in Dunlap every August for 8 days, packed with drumming and dancing, learning and sharing. And though the music may initially call people to the camp, what keeps them coming back is the community.
It's really a feeling that we feel like this is the place that, you know, where we can stay together, share our stories and inspire each other.
Bongo Sidibe is a drum teacher at Ferretta, living in San Francisco. He specializes in a few traditional instruments, including the djembe, a drum that looks like a giant wine goblet. He explains how he teaches the djembe to beginner students.
I would teach them the basic stuff if they never learned before in their life, how to get the don, slap, bass. Don, slap.
Those three pitches form the rhythms and melodies that have been hugely influential in music around the world.
We hear a lot of jazzes and funkies, gospel music, all these things, you know, like they all got their root coming from those music, West African traditional music.
That richness came at a terrible price, the slave trade. When citizens from Ghana, Senegal, and other West African countries were sold around the world, the traditional music they brought was absorbed into their new home countries. Hanif Riley is a drummer and artisan in Los Angeles. He says his precise lineage was lost when his ancestors were sold to slaveholders in North America. But playing this music helps him honor his history.
We lost language, we lost the traditions, we lost knowing who we are and where we're from. So that's been a big draw to me to this drum because it helps me to be connected to those things.
Healing is a common thread at Camp Ferretta. A nurse from Oakland tells me Ferretta helped her recover from a traumatic car accident a few years ago. For Mamadi Kuruma, a master drummer from Guinea who now lives in Three Rivers, playing music reminds him of his late father. He speaks mostly French. He says he doesn't want to lose his father's culture, and he wants to share it with the world. He teaches in Boston and Guinea, but he doesn't have many students from the San Joaquin Valley. Not many Valley residents come to Camp Ferretta either, something director Christina Tuchillo would like to change. Still, she's thrilled to see attendees alongside one another from all over the U.S., Mexico, and Australia. She was inspired by a moment a few days earlier when drummers from six countries, black and white, substituted for a dance class when not enough musicians showed up.
It just made me smile so much. Like, these people came together to make it happen, even though we didn't have all the official drummers. And the people dancing were just, you know, beaming.
It's easy to think that something magical about the Sierra foothills is what helps bring Camp Ferretta together. But drum teacher Bongo Sidibe says, no way. It's the people, their energy, and their culture.
We bring the party.
The camp officially ended Monday. Now the party will have to wait until next August. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.